1104 and Smithfield Road. Island, you are in the kennel with the Pat Puzo, and the big cat, Tristan Hobbs, here on December 13th, Tuesday. It's been a couple weeks since we last spoke to you. Tristan, how's it going?
Hey, welcome back, Pat.
Yeah, little hiatus again.
It's been a busy winter so far.
Busy winter, busy opening month. You were both on the road last week with both basketball teams. You were in Pittsburgh. I was in Ohio and then Navy, Annapolis after. So it's been a bit of a rough stretch for travel-wise.
Yeah, trying to catch up on some sleep. I was at the Pats last night, so it was a long night.
Yeah, you were there at a pretty wild game. New England did everything it
I wish they did a little bit more.
To blow that game last night. A couple fumbles.
I wish they succeeded.
It was so close. I if you're a New England fan after the first half, you're like, we got this. Feeling really confident.
Well, the people I came with said that there's a two-touchdown rule, so that if the Patriots are up by two touchdowns in the fourth quarter, you're supposed to go to the car and leave.
Well,
so I was getting nervous that was going to happen.
Last night, it's a good thing that fans did not, because it was a pretty wild finish. I mean, and as a Jets fan, I really was just hoping and praying that New England lost that game. Not like it means anything for the Jets. I mean, the Jets season is completely over. They're a mess. But, yeah, wild game, certainly. But, it's been a wild week, and yeah. A week and a half for Bryant Sports.
It's been a whirlwind.
It's
hard to imagine we've already played 11 games in both men's and women's basketball. Nine games and 11 games?
11 games for men, nine for the women. As you said this with Coach Happy Dobbs in the post-game interview against UNH over the weekend. He called it the halfway point in the season, really, because now they have 10 days off, finals. So when they get back into it, they're really in the thick of the season.
It's crazy.
Conference
play is this month?
Yeah, 2 weeks from Thursday starts. Wild.
29th?
29th.
At Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn, yeah. St. Francis and then LAU on New Year's Eve. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, spend New Year's Eve in the city. That's not too bad.
No, not terrible. Driving in.
Make sure you wear your diapers.
Yep. Well, I tried that a few years ago. Going to see it.
A diaper?
No. I did not have a diaper on my person. I was not wearing an adult diaper. I tried seeing the ball 5 years ago now with a couple friends, and we got into the city around 2-3 o'clock, got dinner beforehand. We're like maybe only 2 or 3 blocks from Times Square. Our plan was to get out around 6-ish, 5-6-ish, and then just chill for, 5-6 hours. As soon as we got out, we were at a Dave & Buster's. They were already closing off streets. They moved us down, I would say, 10 blocks. We're almost by, Central Park. I mean, we walked completely out of the way. And finally, we were able to turn around. We were, 10, 15 blocks away. There were, millions of people in the streets. It was unbelievable. You couldn't see anything. Couldn't even see lights off of, other buildings and high-rises. We were standing there for, I would say, 2 hours. None of us had diapers. I mean, not like we had to go to the bathroom, but we were just like, all right, this is miserable. We can't see anything. Yeah, it's cool. We're here in the midst of it, but I decided to get up and go home and drink and watch it from there.
So the thing you didn't mention is that you went to dinner hoping to be out by 6, and you ate so slow that you're out by 8?
No. We actually did get out by 6. Now, like I said, we were at a Dave & Buster's, so some of you might think, oh, you went to the arcade after, which I thought about doing, but we just didn't have the time. I thought we had it planned out perfectly, but they close it really fast. I mean, they don't waste any time. 5-6 o'clock, you cannot get anywhere near Times Square. Really upsetting. So never again will I.
Well, our video guy Drew Adamson tried to go down to the parade this year on Thanksgiving in New York. I don't think it was a success for him either.
He wasn't successful.
It's hard. Now in today's world, back in the 80s and 90s, probably a little bit easier. But now, I mean, all that stuff is prime real estate. You probably have to pay top dollar.
Oh, yeah. Even for New Year's. I mean, the ticket just to get down there, to be on TV, is probably $200 easy.
Yeah. You gotta pay for things these days.
Nothing is free in this world. But you know what is free?
Our show. We got a busy day today.
We do have a pretty busy day. All of a sudden, over the last 15 hours or so, it just turned into a crazy guest list. Maybe even more than I know is coming. I couldn't tell you who else would be responding back.
We got Marquise Watson.
Confirmed Marquise Watson. Gus Riley. A couple women's lacrosse players on the tail end of the show. Have not had any lax representatives on so far this year.
Yeah, it's almost spring. It's almost springtime.
It's almost springtime. Lacrosse season gets underway in February, which is just way too early, but
crazy.
It's quite.
We could see our first ever indoor game here this year.
We probably will.
Wouldn't that be wild?
I mean, I guess no one would actually see it because you can't. You can't fit fans in there.
It would be weird, right? If you were one of the few people inside.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like, because
it'd be both teams, the officials,
yeah,
and then you,
and then whoever's scoring the game,
yeah,
and calling the game as well. We'll be on some kind of like, we're not going to call the game.
No,
we're not going to film it.
There'll be film probably for the teams, but I don't think we're. It would just be the score, and then you have to write a really good story.
Really paint the picture.
What? Is Marquise here yet?
Is Marquise here yet? I don't see him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought he was in our waiting room.
our waiting room. Yeah.
We gotta talk to Marquise about the bowl games.
All the bowl games. Bowl season begins this Saturday.
And he's a big Jabril Peppers fan.
Huge. So he's probably
grew up together.
Yeah, they go back, together. Played in high school. So he was probably really upset that Jabril did not win the Heisman.
I know.
I mean, I can't think he's too mad about.
I can't believe that the guy that won the Heisman won the Heisman.
Lamar Jackson? You're surprised.
Yeah. I mean, it was a good year, but I mean, he had bad games. I mean,
I don't think anyone really did anything crazy this year. He had an awesome season statistically.
Yeah.
1,500 yards rushing.
He said, oh, man, a lot. During his
he also
speech.
Didn't wear socks. I don't know if you saw that.
I didn't know that.
He did not wear socks.
He was really overwhelmed. Youngest to ever win it?
Yeah, I think so.
That's
I don't
crazy.
Know, probably like months or weeks, but yeah. No, he deserved it. 51 touchdowns this year.
That's a lot of touchdowns.
A lot of TDs. I mean, that's more TDs than like this school has had in probably.
I mean, Dalton Easton had 70 career touchdown passes.
Career touchdown passes.
And probably like 4 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I guess 51 in 1 year, 70 in a career. It's a different type of football. It's crazy.
It really is.
I mean, you watch a Bryant football game, and not that it's the same game, but the way that the style, it's they throw the ball, and the scores are routinely in the high 40s and 30s, and then here it's more in the teens and the high 20s and 30s.
Right.
It's wild.
It's almost like they actually do play more defense at this level, which is kind of strange. And I mean, unless the offenses aren't as explosive as we saw with some teams this year, but yeah, I don't know how there's just much more offense when you get to the bigger schools. And we definitely, when Marquise gets here, we need to ask him about the FCS playoff as well.
Yes, we got the Final Four now, right?
Done 4 teams, yeah.
We have Eastern Washington, North Dakota State, James Madison, and
wild card, last one.
Do you know it?
I saw it yesterday.
It's
I don't want to look it up.
I'm drawing a blank here.
It was not a ranked team. I know that.
We're gonna hate each other after this.
I know. I'm looking it up now, but I want to think of it.
I think Eastern Washington. I think it's maybe James Madison versus North Dakota State. James Madison killed Sam Houston State the other day.
Oh, absolutely. They put up 65 points on him.
Yeah.
Like, that is unbelievable.
They won their round of 16 game, 55-22, and they won 65-7? Nothing? 65-7?
Yeah, 65-7. Yeah. Eastern Washington, too, though. They were really impressive over the weekend.
They just shut out somebody.
Yeah, 38-0, I think the score is. And they scored over 30 points in both games and then gave up only 14 in the first game. So,
who's our fourth team?
Our fourth team in the bracket. Here we go. I can't believe I'm looking this up. This is embarrassing. This is a big hit to my professional acumen.
Oh, we got Marquise Watson strolling in.
Maybe he knows who the fourth team is.
Marquise, who are the four teams in the Final Four for the FCS?
The FCS?
The FCS.
You got North Dakota State.
Okay.
JMU. Watford.
That's
Wofford.
That's it.
I didn't know if they won or not.
That's the one.
They play on a red field.
Eastern Washington.
He just gave it away there. That's the only team in America that does that.
Marquise, welcome.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing today?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm doing well.
Doing fantastic.
How's the NARP life going?
It's good. I mean, I'm not really a NARP because I still wake up early.